leaving caught me unaware. But the fact is you've run, girl, that can't be undone. So here's a quarter, call someone who cares.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. It's January and winter is in full effect.
This morning, a new storm is dumping more snow in the hard-hit Northeast. Philadelphia bracing for the most, up to 6 inches, with 1 to 3 inches farther north. And more brutal cold is on the way. Wind chills this weekend once again dropping below zero from Chicago and Kansas City to Nashville.
ABC's M. Nguyen, Philadelphia declared a snow emergency and closed schools for the day. With all the Democrats and about half the Republicans, the House passed and sent to President Biden a short-term funding request, keeping the bureaucracy going through early March. 108 House Republicans voted to shut down the government. President Biden to sign the measure before tonight's midnight deadline. The U.S. unleashed a fifth round of airstrikes in Yemen, hitting more sites being used by Houthi rebels to launch anti-ship missiles at Red Sea shipping. This is ABC News.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
I'm with Tom Heffernan of Tom Heffernan Ford. Tom, it's 2024 and time to get a new vehicle for the new year. Tell us about it.
Well, I don't know where 2023 went, but 2024 is here, and now's the time to get yourself a nice new or used vehicle to go on vacation, to go to grandma's house. So we've got a great selection of new cars. We've got new Broncos in stock. We got new pickups in stock, and we got a great selection of used cars, factory program cars. We got Edges, Explorers in stock. So come and see us, folks. Tom Heffernan, Tom Heffernan Ford, in beautiful downtown Lake City, Minnesota.
Good morning. I'm Brian Winnekins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, milk markets mostly lower. February down 6 to 1565. March down 9 to 1605. April down 10 to 1680. May milk up 3 at 1753. Cheese markets were lower. Barrels down 2 and 3 quarters to 144. 40-pound blocks down 3 to 147. One trade a barrel, two trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 1.5 to 250. 6.5, 17 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 1.25 to 118.25. Three trades on the day. Dry weight steady at 40.5. No trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets mostly higher as the trade adjusted positions ahead of the Friday cattle on feed report. Strength in the cash markets also helping to support prices. Hog futures closed mostly mixed on the day in a narrow trading range. Now additional afternoon trade did not support the complex much as the long liquidation continues as prices hit resistance levels. February live cattle up $1.72 to $174.82. January feeder cattle up $2.50 to $230.92. September hogs down 35 cents to $71.10. Chicago Board of Trade corn and soybeans and wheat even moved mostly higher on the day as the commercials responded to the new low prices in the grain markets. And that led to buying interests and some buy stops also being initiated in the market. March corn up 1 3/4 to 444. New crop up 3/4 to 475 3/4. March beans up 7 3/4 to 1213 1/2. And new crop up 2 1/4 to 1191 1/4. March soybean meal up 260 to 361.30. Chicago wheat March up 3 to 585 1/2. May up 2 1/4 to 596 3/4. Minneapolis wheat March up 7 3/4 to 688. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand, cash corn 374, February 377, March 380, and new crop at 421. Cash beans 1119, February 1124, March 1129, new crop 1106. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 408, February 408, March 408, new crop at 420 3/4. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 411, February 404, March 406, new crop 416. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 379, February 384, March 389, and new crop 410. Cash beans 1133, February 1136, March 1139, new crop 1116. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 389, new crop 421, cash beans 1128, new crop at 1106. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 415, April 425, May 429, new crop 425, cash beans 1161, April 1190, May 1194, new crop 1136. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 384, new crop 420, cash beans 1135, new crop 1116. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 154 to 174, Holstein fed cattle 130 to 157, market cows 70 to 106, bulls 95 to 110, calves 80 to 650, beef steers 165 to 279, Holstein steers 79 to 192. Sheep markets, market lambs 200 and down, light lambs 160 and down, ewes 95 and down, rams 90 and down, goat markets, does 155 and down, bucks 110 and down. Meanwhile, at Zumbrota, finished beef steers 169 to 180, finished beef heifers 169 to 177, finished dairy steers 143 to 158, market cows 80 to 95, market bulls 110 to 115. Hog markets, market hogs at 70 to 90, light sows at 23 to 23.75, and heavy sows at 26.25. Boar markets sold up to 10. That's check of markets. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-737-9944. That's 1-800-737-9944. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-737-9944. That's 1-800-737-9944.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy today. We may see a few off and on flurries at times through the day, and it's going to be cold too, with a high of only 7 above the wind chill. Single digits to teens below zero here for most of the day. Tonight, clear, 5 below. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 13. We are going to warm it up. We're talking highs in the 30s for most of next week. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 1 below zero.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
We got winners, we got losers, chain smokers and boozers, and we got yuppies, we got bikers, and we've got thirsty hitchhikers. And the girls next door dress up like movie stars. I love this bar. We got cowboys, we got truckers, broken-hearted fools and suckers, and we got hustlers, we got fighters. Early birds and all-nighters, and the veterans talk about their battle scars. I love this bar. I love this bar. It's my kind of place. Just walk in. Puts a big smile on my face. It ain't too far. Come as you are. I love this bar. I've seen short skirts. We've got high techs. Blue-collared boys and rednecks. Lovers, lots of lookers. I've even seen dancing girls and hookers. And we like to drink our beer from a mason jar. I love this bar. Yes, I do.
Your mind, well, it's been long enough. Time is up.
handsome cowboys and good-hearted women. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Jamie O'Neill, There Is No Arizona, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Friday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the single digits below zero this morning. Going to be another cold day today and into tonight. But then by the last half of the weekend, things will begin to warm up back above normal into the low to upper 30s. Details next hour with our Ag Weather Forecast. Also next hour, we'll talk with Gail Klinkner. She is with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin on the board of directors. Had a chance to talk with Gail Wednesday at the Dairy Strong Conference. So we'll be chatting with Gail here coming up next hour. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America Next here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compure Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges, and our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compure.com. Compure Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. The commodity markets continue to watch the demand slump and Brazilian weather conditions. We'll have more coming up.
Only three companies control 95% of the market for large tractor production. When monopolies capture the market, they take advantage of family farmers and restrict who can repair their equipment. That cuts into farmers' bottom line, and laws must be passed to protect our right to repair. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but farmers need the right to repair. And we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
The commodity markets are paying attention to a couple of key factors influencing price movement. Joel Valklevic, founder and president of Standard Grain, says there are two things the trade is watching.
I think it's Brazil weather and maybe lack of demand, I guess, would be the two things. Soybean export inspections were like the lowest seasonally in 12 years last week. It's not a good sign.
He says the demand drop-off begins with China.
I think there's some issues with China. China's the biggest soybean buyer, and their crush margins are negative, so the crushers who crush beans in China aren't making money. Brazil, even though they have crop problems, supposedly, they're still cheaper than we are on the export market. Beans landed in China anyways, which is the one that really matters. So you're seeing weak demand. You could probably say the same thing for corn to maybe a little bit lesser extent. The export book there has actually improved a little bit. It just hasn't been enough to rally the market by any stretch.
U.S. bean prices have to come down to be more competitive, but the story is different in corn.
Well, they have come down, and I don't know how far down they need to come to be competitive. Corn is competitive. We are competitive on the export market. We just haven't seen an uptick in business. I wouldn't be shocked if at some point, especially if you ran into a Brazilian weather problem with this second crop, I wouldn't be shocked if China or somebody else stepped up their U.S. corn purchases. That's something that I'm not going to say is going to happen, but it's something that could rally prices at some point in time. We saw China buy U.S. corn last year during the winter and spring, and then they eventually canceled a bunch of it. But even those initial purchases, if something like that were to repeat, I think would be positive.
Brazil's weather and crop conditions have had a big influence on the markets since late last year.
They were really dry in October, November, and then the rains kind of normalized to some extent in December, and they're normalizing more so in January. And that's a big part of the reason why the soybean market's backed off. You go back to like the early mid part of November when it was really dry and the forecast didn't look good. Beans were at $14. There was a lot of uncertainty surrounding Brazilian production. And I think the general thought now is that, no, the crop's not going to be as good as we thought maybe it would be prior to the season, but it's not going to be a train wreck either.
That's Joe Valklevic of Standard Grain. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Discover, this is Daniela.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just want to thank you for making me feel so special. I earned cash back on debit for my dinner party groceries.
That's great, but with Discover Cashback Debit, we give everyone cash back on everyday purchases. Anything else I can help you with?
Do you like asparagus and mushroom sorbet? I've got leftovers.
Introducing Discover Cashback Debit, a checking account with cash back. It pays to Discover. Eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
You've heard the buzz about IT jobs and cybersecurity and AI, right? Why not prepare for a career in these fields and take advantage of the high demand? You could enjoy a more rewarding and recession-resistant lifestyle. Train in just a few short months at My Computer Career. Are you a veteran, active duty military, or already in IT? Skill up for positions employers need to fill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. That's mycomputercareer.edu. Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy today. We may see a few off and on flurries at times through the day, and it's going to be cold too, with a high of only 7 above the wind chill. Single digits to teens below zero here for most of the day. Tonight, clear, 5 below. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 13. We are going to warm it up. We're talking highs in the 30s for most of next week. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 1 below zero.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Mind if I sit down? Can I buy you around? Haven't seen your face before. Are you new in town? It's the same old.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And Shania Twain, If You're Not In It For Love, here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Friday morning. And good morning. I'm Brian Winnekins. As we have temperatures in the single digits below zero this morning. Well, Wisconsin Farm Technology Days has announced the host farm for the 2026 Farm Technology Days. And that's going to be held at Radetzky's No Joke Dairy in Stratford. So looking forward to that again. That's up in 2026. Now, of course, this coming year, Farm Technology Days in August of this year, and it will be in Chippewa County at the Country Fest grounds. And looking forward to that. We'll be broadcasting there all 3 days as well for Wisconsin Farm Tech Days. On the way, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. Ranchers and cattle producers in Colorado are having more restless nights in 2024 as the state has followed through on a ballot measure to reintroduce gray wolves. 10 have been released so far, with more expected. I'll have details when we come back.
To this day, one of the great things about farming is it gives families the opportunity to pass things from one generation to the next. Traditions, know-how, even treasured secret recipes. With costs for just about everything on the rise these days, a lot of growers are handing down the wisdom of getting more life out of their tractors, combines, and hard-working equipment. And with help from Mystic Lubricants, family operations can keep machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Their products, like the legendary JT6 greases, are specially formulated to perform even in the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or three decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your tradition for getting the job done. Because like you, Mystic lubricants are made to make it last. To find your local Mystic distributor or retailer, visit mysticlubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com.
Back in 2020, voters in Colorado approved a public ballot measure that would reintroduce gray wolves to rural areas in the state. The measure was controversial, and it just barely passed. 50.9 in support, 49.1 against, with very strong opposition from livestock and ranching organizations. Governor Jared Polis said that the vote kicked off, quote, 3 years of comprehensive listening and work by Colorado Parks and Wildlife to draft a plan to restore and manage wolves, end quote. But it also kicked off 3 years of legal battles as livestock producers sought relief in the courts from the program, which they argue will directly harm livestock as wolf numbers grow. In mid-December, the plan moved forward after a federal court in Colorado refused to grant an injunction against the releases. Since then, two different groups of wolves have been relocated from Oregon to Colorado. Five were released in the first wave, and five more were released on December 23rd. Another five are slated for release by mid-March. The judge in the case said that she understood the ranchers' concerns about the possible impacts from wolf attacks, but stopping the program from moving forward, she says, would violate the will of the people. The Colorado Cattlemen's Association, which along with the Gunnison County Stock Growers Association had sued to stop the reintroduction, argue for years that reintroducing wolves would be a threat to humans, domesticated livestock, and pets, and that their presence could harm rural economies dependent on livestock production or tourism. Colorado Parks and Wildlife say they've been planning for the reintroduction for years, and while the risk of livestock depredation is real, they have an indemnity program that can offer up to $15,000 per animal lost. The plan ultimately calls for another 45 wolves to be brought in from states in the Northwest, much to the ongoing frustration of the Gunnison County stock growers. Andy Spann, the organization's president, believes that Colorado Parks and Wildlife did not take their concerns to heart. I'll have more when we come back.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Yes, for the first time since the 1940s, gray wolves are loose in Colorado. These animals are about twice the size of a coyote and can weigh up to 100 pounds when fully grown. With more wolves on the way and legal challenges exhausted, cattle and sheep producers must now be increasingly vigilant across the Centennial State. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Don't miss out on limited-time appliance deals during the closeout event at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an extra $100 when you spend $999 or more on all major appliances. Hurry, these deals are too good to last long. Shop in-store or online today. Because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid 1-4 through 1-24. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for details.
KFC's wraps are still just 2 for $5. Just think about that. 2 wraps, just $5. You want a new spicy mac and cheese wrap and a new honey barbecue chicken wrap for lunch? Just $5. You want a new mac and cheese wrap and a spicy slaw wrap as a snack? Just $5. You want 2 classic KFC wraps just because? Just $5. KFC wraps are back for a limited time. Now with 3 new options. Choose 2 for just $5. It's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and third-party ordering websites. Tax, tip, and fees extra.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Stacked against you, girl, get back in bed.
I feel lucky. I feel lucky, yeah.
No Professor Doom gonna stand in my way.
I feel lucky today. The clerk, the pot's 11 million, so I called in sick to work. I bought a pack of Camels, a burrito, and a Parks. Crossed against the light, made a beeline for the park. The sky began to thunder, wind began to moan. I heard a voice above me saying, girl, you better get back home. But I feel lucky. Today. Now 11 million later, I was sitting at the bar. I bought the house a double and the waitress a new car. Dwight Yoakam's in the corner trying to catch my eye. Lyle Love is right beside me with his hand upon my thigh. Oh, moral of the story is simple but it's true. Hey, the stars might lie, but the numbers never do. I feel lucky. Oh, 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 I feel lucky, yeah. Hey, Dwight. Hey, Lyle. Boys, you don't have to fight. I feel lucky today.
I got the radio blasting. I got the windows rolled down. And I'm cruising these back roads on the outskirts of town. The big engines whine. When I'm cruising these back roads, all my troubles are behind. Right there, then my mind is set.
troubles are behind.
Go Elmwood Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Baby, close that suitcase. Let's turn this thing around. We've got everybody talking all over town. And if you have to leave, well, keep one thing in mind. Oh, this one's gonna hurt you for a long, long time. There's a bottle on the table to help
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve, 'cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. She said, don't come home if you go to the bar. So I said, okay, baby. Because I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve, 'cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yes, I did. This 45. Oh, I guess if this really is goodbye, at least I took my boots off this time. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. Now she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve.
Of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The Wisconsin Corn Promotion Board, with the help of the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, is seeking proposals for the 2024 Grow Discover Research Program to fund projects that meet research criteria that will add value to the corn industry. Research is important in advancing technology, increasing profitability, improving environmental practices, and developing new markets and uses for Wisconsin corn farmers. For the complete request for proposal, visit wycorn.org. That's wycorn.org. Wisconsin Farm Technology Days has announced the location for the 2026 event. 2026 Wisconsin Farm Technology Days will be held at Radetzky's No Joke Dairy in Stratford. The 2024 Wisconsin Farm Technology Days is in August, and that will be held in Chippewa County at the Country Fest grounds. A Wisconsin woman has been sentenced to 18 months in jail after almost 200 goats were found deceased on her farm. Both Stephanie and Kyle Linicombe of Darlington were charged last June with 40 counts each of animal abuse and theft. Stephanie Linicombe pleaded guilty to 21 counts. As part of a plea deal, 20 of her counts were dismissed. Her husband also pleaded guilty to 20 charges last month as part of a plea deal, with half of his charges dropped. He's scheduled to be sentenced next month. The Dairy Business Association has honored Tom Crave of Crave Brothers Farm with that association's Advocate of the Year Award for his role in shaping Wisconsin's dairy community. That award was presented during DBA's Dairy Strong Conference at the KI Convention Center in Green Bay. The Crave family farm in Waterloo is home to 2,100 milking cows, 1,400 heifers, and more than 2,500 acres of cropland. Crave firmly believes in implementing sustainability practices and technologies on the farm, including reducing tillage and crop rotations. In 2006, the Craves added a manure digester that provides power for more than 300 area homes and reduced methane emissions. In addition to the family's farm, the brothers launched a farmstead cheese operation in 2001, which produces several award-winning cheese varieties. In a perfect world, farmers would just wave a magic wand over their fields and get bigger and better crops, save money and energy, and help the environment. Professors at the University of Wisconsin-Stout are developing a low-cost wireless sensor network to monitor farm fields. It isn't a magic wand, but comes close enough. Using research engineering and the power of modern technology, including the Internet of Things, it has the potential to make small farms more profitable. The social science engineering project has now received a two-year, $175,000 innovation grant from the Universities of Wisconsin. President J. O. Rothman announced the grant Thursday. And the UW-Stout project is designing an energy-efficient wireless sensor and would be a network of 8 sensors that would monitor temperature, humidity, wind, soil, moisture, heat, and more. The sensors then would feed data to a central unit in the ground, a sync node, which then relays it to a satellite tower and the internet. Farmers would then be able to evaluate the information to support decision-making regarding their crops. Minnesota officials say they'll spend the coming months providing clean drinking water to residents in southeastern Minnesota whose wells are tainted with farm pollution. In a work plan released earlier this month, Minnesota regulators gave the EPA a timeline for providing the water treatment systems. They added that the existing programs will eventually reduce the nitrate pollution that's fouling the wells. A 2013 study showed 90% of nitrate in southeastern Minnesota's groundwater came from farming fertilizers that were spread on cropland. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy today. We may see a few off and on flurries at times through the day, and it's going to be cold too with a high of only 7 above the wind chill. Single digits to teens below zero here for most of the day. Tonight, clear, 5 below. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 13. We are going to warm it up. We're talking highs in the 30s for most of next week. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 1 below zero.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
As far as all my friends can tell, I took her leaving. Well, that's kind of right, 'cause when I'm out with them,
tell the truth except when I lie. It only hurts me when I cry. You couldn't tell it by the smile, but my recovery took a while. I worked for days and nights on end just to walk and talk again. You can't believe the time it takes. When I lie, it only hurts me when I cry.